Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's cold outside. Snow on the ground for, I guess they said 49 states have snow on the ground. Hawaii, on top of the big mountain, big volcano, has snow. The only state that doesn't have any snow is Florida, but it's cold in Florida, so the whole country is in so-called global warming. I don't think it even exists. But if we can help you with your garden or your indoor plants, give us a call, 800-259-9231. You know, this time of the year, we're inside, and we need to spend a little bit of our time with our houseplants. Now, if you don't have any houseplants, you're not quite sure what will do good in your house. Let me give you some ideas. If you've got plenty of sunlight or a window that's getting sun all day, ficus will do very, very well. Ficus is a plant that needs to have a lot of bright light. If it doesn't get it, you will get leaf drop. So a bright room, if your walls are white or pale colors and the light bounces around in there, ficus will do really good. Croton. Now, croton is a very unusual plant, and we talked about croton in my newsletter this past week. Croton is a plant, foliage, that has colorful leaves, yellows, oranges, reds, and purple, and blue. But it has to have bright light for the leaves to stay colorful. If you buy croton, you put it in a room where it's just going to get filtered light or reflected light, you'll still have the yellows and the oranges and all of the other colors, but green will slowly fill in that plant. So if you want color and you want to use the croton, remember it should be near a south-facing window. Now, a good flowering plant for high light is the hibiscus. So if you want some color during the winter, hibiscus will bloom for you all winter long if it's in a south-facing window. Sliding doors even better, but it has to have direct sun most of the day for it to bloom. Now, hibiscus is a plant that's very hungry, and you need to fertilize that plant every single time you water the plant. So what I do, I recommend that you do, if you have a hibiscus, buy a fertilizer called Osmocote. Osmocote looks like little BBs. You sprinkle them on the top of the soil, and every time you water the plant, the little BBs absorb the water through its, it has a porous skin. It will absorb it and release the fertilizer to the plant. So that every time you water that hibiscus, it gets a little bit of fertilizer. And I use Osmocote on all my houseplants during the winter, whether they're flowering or just foliage plants. They do much better. So they're getting a little bit of food every single week when you water. So for highlight, ficus, crotons, and for blooming, hibiscus. Moderate light, Schefflera. Great plant. Foliage looks like an umbrella with a lot of leaves coming from a central portion, and the individual leaves droop down. Great plant. Very easy to grow. No bugs. And does not need to have any really direct sun. As long as the room is bright, it will do good for you. Another plant, yucca. Yucca has foliage that looks like a sword. Pointed, very stiff, will grow in moderate amount of light. Very stiff, a thick, thick stem with these sword-like foliage coming from the plant. Another plant that will do well, similar looking to the yucca, called a dracaena. Again, big stems, foliage that resembles the foliage of corn that you grow in your vegetable garden. Can be green and yellow, variegated. Again, moderate light, doesn't need to have any direct sun, and most plants when you buy them can be either be a single stem or multi, 3, 4, 5 plants at various heights, and they do very well in moderate light, called dracaena. And if you've planted in like a whiskey barrel, that spike, that green spike, that's a dracaena. Well, this houseplant, same family, called Dracaena cane or Dracaena marginata, and that's a low light or moderate light. Another plant is a palm, and there's a lot of different palms that you can grow in your home that don't need to have direct sun on them, and they'll do very well inside. So moderate light, not really a lot of direct sun, Schefflera, yucca, dracaena, and the palms. Now, all of these have several varieties in their family. For example, that Schefflera, there's one that will grow all the way to your ceiling. There is a dwarf one that will become more of a bush and stay in the 3 to 4 foot range, and your local garden center can help you to choose the right one. Now, if you have low light, there's 3 good ones. One is called aglaonemia. And aglaonemia has leaves about a foot long, 2 to 3 inches wide, grows like a bush, and the leaves are mottled. They can be solid dark green or dark green with kind of a silvery green streaks in them. They can be pale green with silvery streaks in them and all kinds of combinations, but they require less sunlight. Grow normally 3, 4, or 5 plants to a container. Plant will grow in the 3 to 4 foot range. Diffenbachia. Diffenbachia looks like aglaonemia, but the leaves are much larger. The leaves can be, 18, sometimes 24 inches in length, anywhere from 6 to 12 inches wide, and the colors of the foliage is different. It can be a deep, deep green with white speckles, white spots, even white streaks in them, some with yellow, some are solid green. And they're a great plant for a moderate to low light area. And then one of my favorites is the Sansevieria. And Sansevieria looks like a sword. Pointed leaves. If you've ever been in a low light restaurant where it's, you know, it's very romantic and quaint and darkish, it's hard to get plants to grow in there. But the Sansevieria, if you've been to a bar, you'll see these sword-like foliage growing at the near the bar. Can be straight green, can be green with a yellow edge. So low light, aglaonemia, Diffenbachia or Sansevieria. And these are great plants. These are all easy for you to find at your local greenhouse or garden center. And the only thing I want you to think about, if you're going to buy tropical plants like this, and you're going out on a day like today. Now, right now at my house, it's 16 degrees. So, if you're going to be buying a plant, you have to make sure that before you put the plant in your car, that your car is warmed up and really nice and warm. Go into the greenhouse, pick out the plant. They have to wrap the plant for you. If they can't wrap it, you don't want to take it from a 60 to 70 degrees greenhouse, walk out to 16 degree temperature to an unheated car. So select a plant, have them wrap it, pull the car up to the front door, let it warm up a little bit, go directly from the greenhouse to your car to the house, and you're all set. If we can help you, call us right now, 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. I want to apologize for last week. I had a wicked cold. I'm getting over it now. I just could not even talk. So that's why those of you that tuned in, you listened to a rerun. I do apologize. There was nothing I could do. I could hardly get out of bed. But we'll make up for it today and in the weeks to come. Okay? George, who's up next?
We got Lewis in New Hampshire with a very unique problem with wood ashes.
Okay. Lewis, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. And thank you for taking my call. Yes, I live in New Hampshire, and I was telling my father-in-law is an 89-year-old person. And every time that he burns wood, he always asks me to save the ashes. And every time I cut my lawn, he always asks me to save all the grass. And I do plant a lot of roses. We plant a lot of roses, and every time that he's going to plant them, he puts the ashes or the grass, you know, around the roots from the new roses.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's because of that, if that is a good thing or bad, but now all my roses have, they are kind of sick. All the leaves have some, like, yellow spots. So I don't know if it's because of those, of the ashes or the grass that he puts in the hole. Or I don't know what it is, but we bought some anti-insects. Maybe thinking that it was on insects, but the yellow spots don't go away.
Okay. What your dad was having you do is wood ash will make the soil sweeter. So wood ash is like you applying lime to your garden. And just to give you an idea what wood ash does, if you were to fill a 5-gallon bucket with wood ash and sprinkle it on your lawn, it would have the same power as a 50-pound bag of limestone. And it will help to neutralize the acidity. The difference between wood ash and limestone, if you put down limestone this spring, it will take the bacteria and the microbes in the soil 6 months to chemically change over the wood ash, the acidity, to make the soil more neutral. When you use wood ash, the same thing happens in about 2 weeks. So it's a much faster process because wood ash is all natural and it can do the job a lot faster. So that is a good thing. The grass clippings, if you allow the grass clippings to dry, and even compost, but if you can allow the grass clippings to dry and you mix that with your soil, it will do the same thing as adding peat moss because it's dried up organic matter. Now, make sure that if you are using your grass clippings in your planting beds to help retain moisture and to help increase the organic matter, that you have not used a weed killer on that grass. So if you put down, let's say, Turf Builder Plus 2 is a fertilizer and a broadleaf weed killer. And some of that weed killer could be in the grass. So for that first couple mowings after you have applied a weed killer, do not use those grass clippings directly in the garden. You can put it in the compost pile and give it a chance to break down, but not directly into the garden. What's happening to your roses is called black spot or leaf spot, and it's a fungus. It's a fungus that develops from humidity around the plant. Now, it could be that when you water your roses, you're getting the foliage wet. If you get the leaves wet, you will get fungus disease. Use a fungicide for roses, and you will find that your plants will stay a lot greener with no spots. So do not wet the foliage and use a fungicide on a monthly basis, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you, Lewis. We appreciate the phone call.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
That would be Kelly from Cape Cod, and she's got a problem with bugs.
Kelly, good morning. Let's control those insects. Tell me about it.
Good morning. I don't have a problem with bugs. I have a problem with buds. The buds on my hibiscus tree, a hibiscus plant, fall off, and then I look inside those buds, and they're empty. And I've been using Osmocote, and maybe I haven't been using enough. Maybe you could address that as well.
Okay. So the buds themselves are falling. Now, how much sunlight does that hibiscus get?
Well, I have it in a big south-facing window, and it really gets a lot of sun. Maybe 5 hours a day when it is sunny. So, but the leaves are nice and green, dark green, but just these buds are empty.
Yeah. Well, the buds should be formed because usually what happens, it makes the actual casing, and then as the bud matures, then it fills in with the actual flower in it. And you're using Osmocote. The leaves are dark green, so, and it's getting plenty of sun. The only thing that I would suggest is, now, take some of those Osmocote pellets that you have put on your plant, and Osmocote will last in that plant anywhere from 3 to 6 months, depending on how much you water. So pull up one or two of those little beads, crush it with your fingertips. It could be that the fertilizer in it is all gone. Many years ago when we had our own business, we would put Osmocote on the mums that we grew during the summer for the fall. And my college roommate came to visit one day, and he looked at the mums, and he said, "Your mums look wonderful." But he said, "You know, there's no more Osmocote in the pot." And I said, "Yes, there is." And he picked up some of the beads and squeezed them, and they were empty. And we were watering them every single day. And depending on the temperature and the amount of water that you give the plant, the Osmocote will release the moisture faster. So if your Osmocote is more than 3 months old, it could be that it is empty and there's no more fertilizer in that little pellet. So just squeeze it. If it feels firm, there's food in there. If you squeeze it and it's empty, it's time to reapply. I would check the fertilizer first. If the leaves are not dropping, then you are watering them plenty. And what I would try and do is every time you water that plant, spin it so that the side that faces the window today, when you're done watering it, you spin it and it now faces inside the house. So that way the plant is getting the sunlight more uniformly on the whole plant. So give that a try and see what happens. But there's no reason why the buds are, if the buds are forming, then they should make a bloom on the inside. And if it was too much water, then the leaves would fall from the bottom of the plant, working its way up. So try that and let's see what happens. Thank you, Kel. We appreciate the phone call. If we can help you, call 800-259-9231. George, who's next?
That would be Joe in Maine, and he's got a question about holly.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I called a couple of weeks ago about amaryllis, and they're in beautiful bloom now. I've got three buds on one of those two plants. But I called today because I've had holly, both male and female, in the ground 2+ years, and they really don't seem to have been to be growing much. I don't have flowers on them. I alternated the male and the female in the planting, and there are four of them, and I was calling to find out what I can do to help them along.
Okay. How much sunlight are they getting, Joe?
They're getting full sunlight.
They're getting full sun.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have mulch around the plant?
Yes.
You do, okay. And have you fed them at all?
Just fed them Nature's Harvest fish and seaweed feed. And
okay.
I also put out some of the slow-release fertilizer in the spring. That is for evergreen plants.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do is use a granular fertilizer like you've been using, similar to like Holly Tone, or there's a lot of acid-type fertilizers for acid plant. Use that spring and late summer.
Okay.
Now, read the recommendations on the package, and I think it could be that you're not giving them quite enough. When you get a brand new plant, it's going to take at least a year and sometimes longer for the roots to leave that container or the root ball to get established in the soil where you have planted them.
Okay.
So, if you can feed them twice, spring and fall, and, for example, Holly Tone, I use a good mounded handful for every 3 feet of height or spread of that plant, and I work it into the soil with my fingertips so that the fertilizer is in contact with the soil or mulch. If you've got 2 inches of mulch or more, pull the mulch away from the base of the plant, sprinkle it on the soil, scratch it, and then put the mulch back on top of it. The secret is that the food must contact the soil. If you sprinkle it on top of the mulch, it's not going to do the job correctly for you. Okay? Now, the Neptune's Harvest is very good food. It's a slow-release organic. It's not going to do a lot for a big plant. It's more for roses, for perennials, for house plants and things like vegetables. What I'd like to have you look for is for a plant fertilizer that contains mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is the new technology for garden plants. Mycorrhiza is a bacteria, a fungi, that when it's in contact with the root system of the plant, it will attach itself, will attach itself to the root system of the plant and begin to grow. And it grows like spaghetti. And it is able to actually double the size of that plant's root system in the matter of just a few weeks. It's able to pick up more water. It's also able to pick up fertilizer that is not normally available to that plant. So go to your local garden center in late March, early April. Get some Hollytone. Dr. Earth has a good acid fertilizer for evergreens. Either one of those. And then get a mycorrhiza fertilizer. You're going to mix it with water, or there are powder varieties. Scratch it into the ground or water it in. And believe me, it does make a big difference in establishing the plants a lot quicker. But when you put something new in the ground, it will take a year or more for that plant to get caught. Fruit trees, for example, when you buy a 4 to 6 foot tall fruit tree in a pot, and you put it in your garden and you plant it, it will take as long as 3 to 5 years before that fruit tree is strong enough to actually make an apple or a peach or a pear. It takes that long to get established in your yard. So have some patience. Give them a little extra food during the summer when it gets hot and it gets dry. Give them a little extra water, and you'll find that they will do a lot better for you. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's up next?
Diana, New Hampshire, also has a question about holly.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Diane. How can we help you today?
I'm calling for my sister who lives in New Jersey. She has two holly bushes that are about 14 years old, and they're about 4 foot tall, and they have a southern exposure, but they're up against her house.
Okay.
And Jersey got hit really hard last winter with the ice storm, and
right.
she said they fell down, and then this summer they came back up, but not all the way. And now after this last storm, they're practically on the ground.
Okay. But they're growing near the house, you said, right?
Right. She's got vinyl sidings, and so she didn't know if she should be trying to stake them or...
I would definitely try and stake them. Tell her to go to a hardware store near her. And what she wants to get are some screw eyes. And it's a screw with like a circle on it. that she can screw into the vinyl siding, but she needs to tell the man that it's going to stay outside, and they can sell her either galvanized or aluminum screw eyes. And that's important that she tells them that, because if she just uses a regular screw eye that's steel, it's going to rust. And once it rusts, it will run down the vinyl, and she'll have a yellow or a brown streak on her siding, and she'll get mad at you, and she'll get mad at me. So she needs to tell the man that the screw eye is going through siding to hold the plant up, and then aluminum wire. Okay? Now, tell her if she needs to put over that aluminum wire where it's going around the plant some either a piece of hose, and if she doesn't have an old hose that she can cut in pieces, when she's at the hardware store, she can buy plastic tubing, and it's a clear tubing that they use for aquariums. And it comes in various thicknesses. And the man at the hardware store can help her. So she wants a screw eye that she can put into the siding, aluminum wire, a piece of tubing that would go through the wire and hold the plant up against the house. And if she does that, it can snow all at once. The plant is attached to the house, and it will be able to hold up with the weight of the snow. Thank you.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge
not
is exploded to
no.
An entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you.
again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Okay. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with any of your gardening questions, the number to call right now, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. This time of the year, things are quiet, and if you've never called before, now's your chance to give us a call. That's 800-259-9231. We've been talking about some of the house plants that you can use that will put moisture in your home, will help to clean the air, to get some of the gases, you know, from the tile, from the exhaust, from your stoves and things, and some of the greater house plants. Now, if we're talking about more floor plants, if you're looking for some good hanging plants to put in a window, Boston ferns are very good. Now, Boston ferns want a lot of light. Most people think that a fern is for the shade. During the heat of summer, yes. But during the winter, if you want a great fern, put it in a brightly lit window. Again, it doesn't have to have sun on it all day, but it's got to hang right in that window. And the fern will do beautiful. English ivies, all kinds of colors of foliage, shapes of leaves, wandering dew. Great plants. There's varieties that are green, some that are purple, some that are variegated, some that have blue and pinks on them. Easy plant to take care of. Pothos. Pothos will grow on the north window. Doesn't need any direct sunlight on it. Makes a great hanging plant. Green or variegated foliage. It's wonderful. Philodendron, which is a heart-shaped leaf, looks like pothos, but straight green. So there's a lot of good plants for you to use on your windowsill. George, who's up next?
Got a call from Derek in Maine, and he's got a question about a Boston fern.
Derek, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Paul.
My Boston fern, when I brought it in off the deck this fall, was nice, full green plant. I brought it in this winter and this fall, and it's pretty spindly looking right now.
Okay. How much light is the fern getting, Derek?
Well, it's pretty. It gets a lot of sunlight in the room where it is, but it's not in the direct sunlight.
Okay.
And it may also
so the,
be.
It's,
go ahead.
Go. Is it losing individual leaves, so it's just getting thinner and thinner?
Well, it's doing both.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is this. First step. Try, and especially during the day, if you can put it right in front of that window. Ferns like it moist. So you may have to water the fern twice as much as you do other plants. It doesn't want to sit in water, but it needs a good amount of water. If it's in the original pot that you purchased the plant in, it could be that it needs to be repotted. And when you repot it, look at the root system, and you're going to see little new shoots with ferns growing underground. That's a good sign. The roots should be a whitish color, creamy white in color, not black. So I would possibly increase the amount of water, give them more sun, and I would feed the ferns every 2 weeks. Use Osmocote. That will feed it every time you water. But get into the routine that every couple of weeks that you fertilize your Boston or whatever type of fern that you have. Ferns love moisture. They love a lot of organic matter. So if you're going to buy a potting soil, if you can buy a potting soil that is on the organic matter site, like a Miracle-Gro potting soil, there's no real dirt in that soil. If you pick up the bag, it's real light. It's made with compost and peat moss and organic matter. So don't use a sandy soil, use a composty type soil with a little bit more water, feed regularly, mist the foliage. That will help a great deal. Thank you. 800-259-9231.